We don't know what's in many vaping solutions, and we don't have the regulatory tools to compel ingredients to be disclosed. That's according to Enid Neptune, a lung expert and tobacco activist at Johns Hopkins.
We don't currently have a way of forcing the manufacturers to tell us what's into these products before they actually go on the market. We don't have a model for what to expect when these products are heated and delivered to the airway. We may be looking at multiple different substances that are delivered in multiple different solutions that are causing not simply one type of lung injury, but a variety of different forms of lung injury.
In late October 2019, there were 34 reported deaths due to vaping and thousands of injuries and hospitalizations, largely among young people. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.